Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm going to start with Prince. Today would have been his 60th birthday. His estate has just announced new unreleased material. In 2016, he actually did a piano and a microphone tour. And they're releasing one from 1983, before he was big.
I'm so bummed because he was here.
I know.
And I thought, shortly, you know what I want to see? I want to see him rock on a guitar.
You don't
so I'm going to wait.
The piano one.
I'm going to wait, and then he died. So
they're saying here, and it's called Piano and a Microphone, 1983. They're saying never before heard music, so I don't know if this just means stuff that he never wound up releasing anywhere else, or at the time it was never before heard. It says this raw, intimate recording took place at the start of Prince's career, right before he achieved international stardom. It's similar in format to the Piano and a Microphone tour that he ended his career with in 2016. The estate is excited to be able to give fans a glimpse of his evolution and show how his career ultimately came full circle with just him and his piano. It's 9 tracks, 35 minutes long, features studio cassette recordings of Prince at his piano back in 1983. Just play and record on a cassette somewhere. You can pre-order the album if you want it on iTunes. I don't have a clip of it. It looks like it's coming out on September 21st. Hopefully we'll get little preview clips before then. But there you go. Person who has the ultimate Prince collection. Here's one that you're going to need.
All right.
The cover, if this is in fact the cover, and it looks like it, it's the back of Prince's head, and he's looking into a mirror, like a makeup mirror with the lights all around it, and he's reflected in it. It's really nice. It's a good picture. So that's what's going on with Prince on what would have been his 60th birthday
that
today.
That is a lovely blouse.
It is a nice blouse, isn't
and a
it?
Nice choker, too.
It's fancy. Oh.
Lava!
Look at you. A whole little mix over there. I want to do a quick little update on some of the Kate Spade stuff, in case you somehow missed it. I believe it was Tuesday that they found her. She had committed suicide. Kate Spade is a designer, most famous for her handbags, although she actually sold the company years ago. And
for all the money.
Yeah, $175 million, I think, is what I read she sold it for. And I don't know if she continued to be a designer or consultant or whatever, but there are hundreds of Kate Spade boutiques worldwide. And I think her lines are sold various places. But she, for you know whatever she was going through on a personal level, and various people have various ideas about this, and every single source has some different take on it. She committed suicide, left a note for her daughter, 13-year-old Frances Beatrix. Her husband has finally spoken on her suicide, confirming the two were living apart, saying her death came as a total shock to the whole family. He made a statement to the New York Times. His name is Andy Spade. He's actually David Spade's brother, randomly. Kate suffered from depression and anxiety for many years. She was actively seeking help and working closely with her doctors to treat her disease, one that takes far too many lives. We were in touch with her the night before, and she sounded happy. There was no indication and no warning that she would do this. It was a complete shock, and it clearly wasn't her. There were personal demons she was battling. He confirmed that the two had lived separately for the last 10 months, but took vacations and had dinners together as a family for the sake of their daughter. He said they never discussed divorce. He also told the New York Times that Kate didn't abuse alcohol or have any business problems. However, TMZ...
We heard the opposite,
and
that she had...
And he told the cops that. TMZ quoted the cops, and the cops said, yeah, he said this. He's saying, no. Huh. I didn't say that. I don't know if he's saying he didn't say it, but he's saying he told the New York Times she didn't abuse alcohol or have any business problems. TMZ says that's what he told the cops who were investigating her death.
Well, you know what? I think it's terrible that if you tell the truth to someone investigating a case, that it becomes part of the bigger story worldwide,
right?
Because now you're dealing with someone's legacy. And while you shouldn't be ashamed of having depression or alcoholism, it does feel like a stain on your history.
So maybe as he's talking to the paper,
he feels bad about it. Like, I shouldn't have said that. I didn't know it was going to go to everybody.
But he had to tell the cops the truth. What do you think caused this, sir? Well, she has some struggles.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting. Anyway, her father is also talking. He's 90 years old. He lives in Kansas City, Missouri, apparently in the same place where she grew up. He knew. His name is Brosnahan.
Brosnahan.
That's his last name. Frank Brosnahan. There it is. He says he knew his daughter was having troubles, begged her not to take the medication she'd been prescribed. She'd been taking some pills, which I advised her not to take, he told a Kansas City newspaper, the Kansas City Star.
Chris Cornell's wife has been very vocal about what he was taking is what caused him to have suicidal thoughts.
Mm.
That's what she's saying. Whether or not that's true,
I don't know. There are medications that have that right on the label.
Yeah.
If you have suicidal thoughts, it could be this medication.
Mm-hmm.
Get some help.
Especially, you know, when we're watching TV and the list is longer than the darn commercial.
And those are for the full list of side effects.
Yeah.
See our ad in
that wasn't it?
This week's Side Effects Monthly. Brosnahan, who's 90, said he just didn't know what happened and reiterated that he'd spoken to her Monday, the day before her death. She'd seemed fine despite her problems, which he did not detail. He said, the last I talked with her the night before, she was happily planning a trip to California to look at colleges. She doted on her daughter, who was only 13. I mean, maybe she's brilliant and she's going to go to college early. Let's see.
Or it's just a, hey, you know, you want to get someone excited about going to school.
Sure.
You bring them there early and let them get a look at what they need to earn their way into. You want to go to Pepperdine?
Well, get some
grades.
You
can look at the ocean. From school.
Probably from your dorm room.
If you pull grades and they let you in.
Here's what you're going to need to do. So he still lives in Kansas City, where she grew up. He's hoping his daughter's body may come home to be laid to rest there. He said, that's what I would like. I'd like for her to be buried with her mother. They were very close. The mom passed away in 2010. He also talked a little bit about this other daughter. Her name is Rita, R-E-T-A, Retta?
R-E-T-A.
Retta Sapho. I believe she's an older sister. She has been speaking out about Kate Spade's mental health issues, and some of the family is not as this guy seems to be. He says she's a grown woman. We love her. She means nothing but love for her sister. It was up to her whether or not she wanted to discuss her sister's mental struggles. Sapho has said that Spade suffered from debilitating depression and possibly bipolar disorder, and that she'd pushed her to get help, but to no avail. A brother, Earl Brosnahan, said, Sappho's been estranged from the family for 10 years, and I'm appalled by the statements. He called them grossly inaccurate.
Mm.
In a statement Wednesday, this is the back to the husband, Andrew Spade said, she did suffer from depression and anxiety for many years and was working with a doctor to treat her disease. So, look, in the end, you know, we can speculate all we want. It doesn't bring her back.
No.
This just came down the pipe. Lenny Dykstra, who was a baseball player, famous baseball player, baseball star.
Phillies.
He put a gun to the head of an Uber driver when the driver declined to change the trip's destination, said the police. This is what the driver told them yesterday. He was arrested. Lenny Dykstra was arrested early yesterday morning. The driver stopped and ran out of the car. They found cocaine, MDMA, and marijuana among his belongings, but they didn't find a weapon. He's 55. He is charged with making terroristic threats and drug offenses.
Now, I don't know. I know he did jail time. I don't know if that came with probation or upon release, but he may have that as being off drugs as a way of
condition of being out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
He took to Twitter, which is always a good thing to do.
Smart.
To respond to the allegations. Cited lyrics from Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Kelly Clarkson. He wrote in one tweet, but I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's going to be all right. That's from Shake It Off. When one person... on Twitter suggested that the encounter was the Uber driver's fault for not respecting a legend. Dykstra said, I'm not sure yet that's the defense with which we are going to go.
Well, he's in good spirits. Good for him.
He served prison time after pleading guilty to crimes including bankruptcy fraud, grand theft auto, and money laundering. He declared bankruptcy in 2009, claiming he owed more than $31 million and had about $50,000 in assets.
So. Been arrested 6 or 7 times. What'd you say about his probation? I think his probation ended last in 2014.
So he's clear.
So he was clear. That's
good for him.
Only to be arrested.
Way to get back in trouble.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian West last week went to the White House to ask for the release of Alice Marie Johnson. She got a life sentence. In, I want to say, 96, she started serving.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
It was for money laundering and...
Cocaine trafficking.
Yeah. So she spent 22 years behind bars, and she championed her. She had a life sentence. Kim took up her cause with the help of her attorney, Sean Hawley, communicating for months with Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared Kushner. They're saying they're going to meet face to face. Kim Kardashian and Alice are she's a great grandmother. She's only like 62.
Yeah,
this woman. There's footage of her run on CNN. I think is where I see this. She's running out of the jailhouse into the arms of her waiting family, who are all there like, oh my God, she woke up for the first time in a bed at her house this morning.
Oh, yeah. I heard a quote. She said something about, oh, it's the first time in a long time I haven't woken up to a bunk bed.
Above her head.
Yeah.
She's 63. The case became national news after Kim tweeted about it. She was sentenced to life in prison for first-time offenses, money laundering and drug conspiracy. Kim Kardashian had made it her mission to get Alice set free. And got to discuss it with Trump last week. Actually, here's some quotes from Alice Marie Johnson. I started screaming and crying and jumping. I think I lost it for a moment. I guess Kim actually called to tell her.
Oh.
That's what I heard this morning.
Well,
it doesn't say
she's going to call her in prison?
Apparently.
Payphone?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Doesn't seem likely,
stupid.
Does it? So Alice says, I want to tell Kim, my angel, that you never gave up on me. You never gave up your fight. You were relentless. It's paid off beautifully for me and my family on this day. As for Trump, she wants to let him know she won't let him down. I'm going to make you proud that you gave me the second chance in life. And I will not disappoint the American public or the world that has so much faith in me. This is what she told CNN. It means that someone finally saw me. Someone finally heard me. Someone had mercy on me. And that was President Trump. So I'm so thankful to him and what he's done. It's time to go home. She has a job lined up. She hopes to become involved in the criminal justice system. Otherwise, the only other thing she knows for certain is her first meal will be at Red Lobster.
Yeah.
She's been craving seafood for some time now.
Red Lobster.
She's going to Red Lobster.
Red Lobster's delicious.
So there's that. There's a happy ending to that little story.
Hey, as much as we criticize Kim, at least, you know, she's using her celebrity for this.
Yeah, that's nice.
She's done one or two other amazing things.
I'm sure she has. Well, embrace it's just, it. It's amazing.
Just reeks, though.
We'll be talking about her today in the movie review as
well. Oh, will we? Why would we be talking about her?
Wait, what reeks?
Because Kim goes and visits Trump, that he lets her loose.
Oh, you don't like that?
Stinks. Mm. Thank you, Kim, but I wish it was under different circumstances.
Right. That people were actually revisiting cases of people who were thrown in jail for life for minor first-time drug offenses.
Nonviolent, yeah.
Right. Mm. Agreed. So back to Kim Kardashian and the movie review.
Boo.
So she makes an appearance
in
Ocean's 8.
Well, look, this
what
is...
What movie is it again? I forgot.
Ocean's 8.
Oh, that's right.
I seem to have to remind everyone every 5 minutes what movie review, and it's okay. I know, we're all...
I know, I even wrote it down.
We're so excited we forget. it's a very star-studded cast, and there's
lots of cameos, you're saying?
Well, the whole movie builds up to one moment, which I'll give away, and at that moment...
How's Kim's acting?
You're gonna give it away?
Yeah, in 1 hour, I'm gonna give away the moment that the whole movie's building towards.
Well, so you don't seem to have liked it, so I guess maybe, you know, if you spoil it, less people will see it.
Well, no, it's not really giving away too much. Giving away,
But the whole movie's leading to this one moment.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are remaking A Star Is Born.
Boo!
I think this is the third remake of it.
You don't like that?
Who did the Barbara Streisand one? Like, who was in it with her?
Chris Christopherson?
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And then I don't remember who the first
Judy
one
was. Judy Garland was in the first one.
Oh,
I didn't know that was yet one previous to that.
Well, now it's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. There is a new trailer, a new teaser. And there are a few original songs that were composed for the movie. It looks like Mark Ronson did one. They call it a roaring rock-tinged ballad. Roaring ballad.
Chris,
wow.
Christopherson.
So the clip, though, is it's about Cooper's character, a fading country singer named Jackson Maine. And he takes a stage in an outdoor music festival to belt out a country tune, "Baby, It's Time to Let the Old Days Die, Old Ways Die," blah, blah, blah. So I guess we get to hear
blah,
you know, some country sentiments. Oh, I can watch it. So now it's just clips from the trailer.
Do you think
he's
really
opening up a
singing?
Bottle.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Oh, sounds good.
You like it?
Uh-huh.
I don't like it.
That's Dave Chappelle.
That's Dave Chappelle?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It yeah. All right, so now here's a new young girl coming out.
Who could it be?
Aww. Adorable. There's a little Stephanie Germanota, or however you say her name.
Yeah.
That's cute. This
looks good.
It looks really good, actually.
What? Are we watching the same thing?
We are. It looks great. Adorable. Anyway, A Star is Born. Do you see a release date on this, Huma?
I do, yeah.
When is it coming out?
Coming out on October 5th. It's opening up the Oscar season. Hey, do you want to know some of the other people in the film?
Sure.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Oh, you love Sam Elliott.
I do.
The great Andrew Dice Clay.
What are you hearing about this film, Hooman?
Well, Bradley Cooper's finally directing something, so it's a big deal. So the fact that he's directing it and it's an October release and there's original music, like, this thing's got Oscar buzz all over it. Mm. Also starring in the film is the great, has a lot of trouble breathing at times when doing live performances, Halsey.
Oh.
And
she's in it.
Eddie Griffin.
He's funny.
That's just a few of the names.
Well, that's wonderful. I can't wait to hear your review of it in 6 months or 4 months, whenever October is. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including a couple doing it in the Walmart parking lot.
Oh.
I never got to that Crayola beauty line, so I'll do that and more after these.
Well, hello, it's Alice at 97.3.
Hey,
just a little
Sarah.
Reminder that right now is when you can get in the running for that pool party.
It was great.
Another perfect Bay Club day.
Mm. Did you work out or just
beautiful.
Stop off at Club 77?
I can't work out. I went to the spa.
Oh, all what'd right. you have done?
My eyebrows.
Oh. Oh.
See, Vinny?
Let's have a look. Oh, don't they look clean and
they
perfect?
They do look great.
Mm. Ooh, nice arch.
Gorgeous, as usual.
Thank you.
Pull your bangs back over them now.
<Isn't>
no one can
the
see them.
Thing?
Here's what's happening. The Warriors won, in case
Yay.
You just joined the show and didn't get to watch the game last night. The Warriors won. They're up three games in their series. Hey, do they start in the new stadium this upcoming season?
I believe they do, yes.
Oh, really?
I'll double check.
I thought it was the 2019 season.
Yeah.
Well, it would be that would be a fast turnaround. I feel like they just started that stadium, but I guess once you've got the shell in, just load in the seats and you're all ready to go.
The Warriors announced the groundbreaking was in 2017, which will be the Warriors' new home beginning in the 2019-2020 season.
Well, yeah, that would mean
next year. So the 2018-2019 would start.
It's like October or November or something is
okay.
when it starts.
So one
start
more
again.
Season.
Okay,
it.
So
All
it's
right.
not this upcoming season. All right. Anyway, go Warriors.
Do go Warriors.
Here's a neat story from San Diego. A woman named Deborah Davis has been a lunch lady for the San Diego Unified School District for 26 years.
A lunch lady.
Why do you smile like that?
I just like a lunch lady.
All right. All the kids and teachers love her. She's one of those people.
Deborah what?
Deborah Davis.
Deborah Davis.
She also volunteers at nursing homes and drives around San Diego handing out meals to the homeless.
Oh.
She's
a saint. She's a modern
she
day
is a saint.
Mother Teresa.
Her old beat-up car has not always cooperated with her do-gooding. Mm-hmm. It's a 76 Chevy Malibu that always breaks down and she can't afford to fix it.
Did you say 76?
It's a 76 Chevy Malibu.
Wow.
Holy cow.
She couldn't afford to fix it after it got rear-ended recently, so she's been bummed.
Yeah.
One of the public high schools in San Diego is the first school in the state working with something called National Automotive Technician Education Foundation. It was auto shop when I was in high school, but whatever,
right.
You know, I mean...
Okay. Like that, okay.
It teaches kids how to be mechanics in high school so they can get a job as soon as they graduate.
I wonder if they have to add all that technician stuff, because everything's computer-based now, even
probably.
In cars.
Sure.
So probably they have to learn that, too.
The school district partnered with State Farm Insurance recently, and they donated a 2014 Mazda 3 for the kids to work on.
Oh.
The car was covered in dents, and they had needed a lot of work, but they were able to fix the whole thing up, make it look brand new again. And on Monday, they gave it to Deborah.
Aww.
That's so great.
Deborah Davis, the lunch lady in that school district for 26 years and also a volunteer at nursing homes and hands out meals to the homeless, got given a car, and her reaction was pretty great. She immediately started dancing. And then she got emotional and said, "This is the first time anyone's ever done something like this for me."
This is a person who just gave and gave and never asked for anything in return. It wasn't like she was asking them for a car.
Nope.
Oh, that's what a nice story.
Isn't that
I
awesome?
Love when you tell me a nice story. It's usually all doom and gloom. And Sarah, you eat too much. Here's another food story.
I have never said that.
Yeah, but I get your vibe. It's a lunch lady story.
How
I
dare
like.
You.
I was immediately like, "Oh, is it about school lunches?" I used to love school lunch. Friday was pizza day. Monday we had hamburgers.
Any of that true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't you remember what you used to eat in school?
Yeah. My mom packed a little brown sack and wrote my name on it, full name, Vincent, every day. And then I would try to trade stuff for other stuff because, you know, like most kids, I want what I don't have.
Right.
And now I realize she was making me like a turkey sandwich every day.
Probably.
Here's peanut butter and jelly.
You'd be so stoked if somebody made you that to take into lunch now.
I do enjoy having my food with me every day.
You know, Bryn's wife, girlfriend...
fiance.
Baby, right.
It's not
fiance.
Hard. Girlfriend.
It is.
It's not hard.
But she's not his girlfriend. She's his fiance. His fiance makes him a little thing of yogurt with berries and like granola in it every day. And then Yuzi, you pack a lunch.
I usually, not this week, but I usually bring my food.
You bring leftovers. You always have some good smelling thing.
And Woman I try
packs
to make
a
John
whole...
his lunch as
oh,
well.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
so sweet. So he's got something to take.
Yeah.
And then Hooman has... an actual suitcase that he brings in every day. It even has one of those cardboard wine holders in it so that he can put all his, because he has like six different beverages and stuff.
Yeah.
John makes me coffee.
Well, you don't want to eat.
I eat now in the
morning. Have you been eating breakfast?
I have been trying to eat breakfast in the morning. It's actually better because I'm telling you, by now I'd be starving.
Mm-hmm. My lady made me my PB&J every day.
So she knows what you want. She does.
She made it every day. But then I have since quit that.
Oh.
And she makes me these muffins that have I don't know. They're healthier than the bread that I'm eating. Because I've already, there I am. What is it? 8 in the morning and I've already had 2 pieces of bread. And now if I want a sandwich for lunch, I'm going to have 2 more pieces of bread.
Right.
And my fat ass can't take it.
Bread is a killer.
It's for me, it's bread and it's sugar.
The two staples.
Those are the two
are the
crushers,
best things, right?
Anyway, would you accept a promotion without a raise? That's a question put to people, and 64% said yes, they would.
Oh, just to be able to put it on their resume?
That's one of the things.
Because I'm the F out of here now. You're not going to pay me more?
That's it. And I've told you I've been witness to these things watching my lady go through different jobs. And the title is critical. In tech, your title is critical. So you want the director title. That's something you need to get to.
Whether or not it comes with a raise.
Well,
you want
I think that you want the raise too. But if you can get that director on your title, it's a big deal.
Right.
So... plenty of people said yes to this, and I wasn't surprised.
Well, I guess it just depends on, like, if you, I'm going to promote you, and you, here's your new duties in addition to your old duties, and, oh, no, there's no raise. Yeah, I don't want to do a bunch more work. Duty? I'll take the title, though.
It's long view.
Duty. It is.
It's long view, and you know, some people have that and say, I'll do anything to move up. Right. Fine. And others would go,
hoping that financial reward will come with it at some point.
And they're on their way down the ladder. You're working your way down the ladder.
Right.
Good for you.
But you also don't want to feel like you're getting taken advantage of. You
right.
know? That's a tough one. Here's yep. your new job and all your new responsibilities, and then here's your old paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're going to have to work more hours, of course.
Yeah. Yep. They did that to John, actually, when he used to work at Robertson Stevens.
Down the street.
Down, yeah, a little mm-hmm. financial place. He went from an hourly employee to a salaried employee, and after, and then, like, the overtime was crazy. Because he used to work overtime and get paid extra money for it, and we realized after a couple of paychecks, we're like, oh, you make less money now. And he had way more responsibilities.
Well, I think the move, look, some people, they get a job, they expect, you know, they almost have this old-timey mentality that is, I'm going to be a good company guy, and yep. I'm going to move up the ranks, and yeah. I'm never going to leave, and it's going to be fantastic. I'll retire with the gold Rolex and the badge and the plaque, and
oh.
it's yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
And really, the idea would be take that and keep sending your resume out now mm-hmm. with your new title.
Spin it to the new.
And then
exactly.
jump. First chance you get to the next thing.
It is funny because the mentality has changed. Like, I've always sort of been a mindset of you get a job and you keep the job and you do the job and you stay there. And but that is not how the younger set is thinking.
Well, it's not how we work. I mean, in radio.
Well, I'm trying to keep the job.
No,
and stay
I understand.
In the job.
But in radio, just like, I mean, I got the advice from a guy I worked with many years ago who I looked up to, and he was like, you never stop improving your position.
Right.
Never.
Yeah.
Because they are not going to hand you the money. They won't hand it to you. You have to.
You have to go somewhere else to get the money.
You have to get it.
Yep.
And never
Hustle.
Stop.
Never stop, never stopping.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Well, that was the guy who, I like that guy because he was the one who told you, yeah, go to Philly.
One of the guys, yep. There's a 22-year-old woman in Dorset, England. They don't say anything right, I'm sure.
I'm sure it's Dorset.
I'm sure it's Dorchet.
Right.
Even though there's no C or
H. It's Dorchetta.
England, named Demi Sweeney. And apparently she's afraid of spiders.
Oh.
She was so freaked out last week when she saw an inch-long spider in her house. Inch-long, come on. She ordered food delivery from KFC, and when the driver got there, she said, can you get this spider for me?
And?
He did.
Oh, good.
He got off the ceiling and flushed it down the toilet for her, and it doesn't say how much she tipped, but she ordered food to have him come out.
She ordered just to have a dude come to her house?
Mm-hmm.
So she's run out of neighbors she can call.
That's right.
For the allegedly inch-long spider. It's a big spider. I mean, is that the body? If that's the body, it's huge.
It's not the body. I'm
it's
sure
just with
that's
the leg.
What
the legs,
legs
are long. It's true.
Is it a horrible sign of the times when your child, your newborn, your baby,
yeah,
her, wait, let me make sure it's his first words.
Uh-oh.
Were that thing you say, the Amazon thing you say, hey, thing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. His first words
were that lady's
A-L-E-X-A.
Name, huh?
Mm. Is it wrong? It's wrong, right?
I don't know if it's wrong, but you're right about it being a sign of the times.
It's not right.
He
it's,
constantly yeah. hears his parents talking to their Amazon thingy.
Yeah.
And that is the first word he utters.
Well, that's a bummer. That it's just a bummer. Because what you want their first word to be is da or ma. Ma, 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 ma.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Or even like some food that they like, you know? Like, if they want banana, kids always have the cutest ways of saying that.
Right.
Or avocado, they can't get that out of their mouth.
Avocado?
Yeah. Dabacada. And, you know, whatever they're into. You want it to be some cute thing, not, oh, God, he said his first word and he woke up our Amazon thingy. Oh, listen.
Thanks.
You know what? Post that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Why?
Because it's so damn cute. They're trying to teach his kid how to be grateful for no matter what he opens up at his birthday party. So they wrap up a bunch of household items.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He's not doing a good job because that thanks did seem insincere. And he's not doing a good enough.
You're crazy. He's so sincere. He's so happy.
Listen to that. Bad acting.
No, it's not. That's cute. It's posted.
No good.
It's so cute. God, it's cute.
No, it's not.
And I'm Kano. Thanks.
Yeah, bad acting. No good.
Tough acting. It's an acting.
Our text number is 800-400-369.
Is that it?
Huh?
What?
I heard it perfectly. Sounded normal to me.
707 says, we have plenty of 8th graders who take tours of our campus. Definitely a tool to get them excited for college and have them earn better grades.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I would absolutely do that. I could see why, you know.
Well, you'll probably take her up to the UC Santa Cruz campus. Isn't it that gorgeous? I mean, you can walk all around there.
That's where we mountain bike, so sure.
That's fun.
All the time.
Bet you there's good places there to do a little skateboarding, too, as she gets older.
Well, we'll see. Mm. We'll see what she's into. I don't want to get carried away.
I picture her now. She's going to be wearing the girliest girl dress, but it's going to have a big rip in it, and it's all pink with dirt on it, and she's just skateboarding with knobby knees down a...
With pink hair.
Yeah, with pink hair. I like it.
We'll see. This is a big summer for her. She's already rips at bike riding, so that's... I'm pretty proud dad. Mm-hmm. The training wheels are off, and she just rolls.
God, the training wheels were barely on.
Yeah. Thank you for being something to look forward to every morning. Best morning crew ever, says 415.
Thank you so much for listening to us.
That's the truth.
Yeah, thanks, Hooman. Way to be humble. Sit down.
Be humble.
Bitch, be humble.
415, hey, friends, can I get a shout-out? It's my birthday, and I'd totally flip out if you said hi to me.
Hi.
My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Michelle.
Michelle,
I'll read a few more texts before we peak for the week right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.